And joining us now is John Popham, who's a technology expert, and going to tell us a bit more about this, about the rise of the smartphone in terms of internet access. Hi, John.
Hello.
Hi, welcome to BCB.
Thank you.
Right, so the smartphone is the place to be now, is it, if you want access to the internet?
Yeah, I think it is. To be honest with you, I think these figures are probably lagging reality because this is a trend that's been going on for quite a few years now. If you go anywhere on public transport, just have a look at what people are doing. Most people are on Facebook on their phones. And I actually think that when people are asked questions about what they do, a lot of people don't think of Facebook as the internet. But if you're using Facebook on your phone, you're on the internet. And that's why you have to be careful about how you phrase questions about these things because people don't necessarily give the right answers if they don't realise they're actually on the internet. So I think that smartphone use probably overtook PCs 2 or 3 years ago, and I reckon it's probably higher than even the Ofcom figures are saying.
Mm-hmm. Do you think with young people particularly, when they start getting access to the internet and stuff like that, that this is more very much the young market is driving the force really of these figures?
I think it probably is, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's only for young people. I think the internet's becoming integrated in most of our lives these days, and the fact that you can take something out of your pocket and be online in seconds is making a big difference. And of course, the fact that 4G's come along and it's a lot, it's a lot quicker to surf the phone, to surf on your phone. The fact that there's more and more free Wi-Fi around these days, I think these are all reasons that are actually helping people to get online wherever they are.
There seems to be, John, hi.
Hiya.
There seems to be a statistic that, the younger you are, the more likely you have to have a smartphone. And the older you are, the more likely you to have a laptop. Now, we were going to do a feature on people with cataracts and patients getting younger, but that's to do with technology as well. But I think we normally would assume older people with cataracts, but maybe because we've got older people with laptops because they've got bigger screens than, say, the smartphones, and it's the habits of people using devices that they're comfortable with.
Yeah, I think that's true, but I think increasingly older people are using tablets these days.
Mm-hmm.
Basically a tablet is basically a big phone, isn't it? I mean, it might not make phone calls, but you can do Skype and all those sorts of things on it. So I think the tablet is a lot more intuitive for a lot of people. So I think that's why people are turning to tablets.
Well, conversely, a smartphone is a laptop just in a smaller fit.
Well, yeah. That's true.
Okay. I mean, with 4G technology that's happening, I mean, we got in beyond in the sense of the fastness of how things can be accessed and the broadband and the streaming. I mean, we're in the 40th year of the World Wide Web, I believe. That happened yesterday in terms of that anniversary. And now things seem to be moving. And it's as if we're moving in a world where it seems as if Captain Kirk was correct in all the devices that they have on Star Trek. And it's amazing how many people are using these devices today.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, we're not tied to wires anymore.
No.
We can access the internet wherever we are. I mean, I'm actually standing on a railway station platform at the moment. I was listening to online radio,
mm-hmm.
and surfing the web just before you called me. So, it doesn't matter where you are these days.
Wow. Yeah, and of course the online radio you're listening to was BCB 106.6 FM, was it not? Yes, it was, wasn't it?
It might have been the test match, but there we go.
Okay, where do you think this technology is going to be going?
Oh, that's a very difficult question. My usual answer to that question is if I knew that, I'd be doing it.
Mm.
But, what I think is, I think there is a trend towards smaller devices. There's certainly a trend to more mobile devices.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's probably a trend to wearables,
mm-hmm.
and the sort of stuff that, becomes integrated into your life and mm-hmm. that you don't really notice. People don't notice the surfing the internet. It will just come second nature to them. And so, things like the smart watches, the glasses, those sorts of things, they're probably a step towards where we're going.
Mm-hmm.
I think certainly the glasses have had a sort of bad image of people looking like idiots while they're wearing them.
Mm-hmm.
So I think those are the sort of things that will come. It'll be second nature to be on the internet, I think. And I think the other thing that's happening is that people won't distinguish between whether somebody's in the room or whether they're talking to them as a sort of holograph.
Mm-hmm.
That these are the sort of communications we're going to now. You won't make a difference to you whether you're actually with somebody or whether you're communicating with them at a distance.
So that's why people are working more remotely than they being in office as well. I mean, that's becoming more of the norm.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, it makes sense to me that, you know, why travel when you can... you know, there's no real substitute for face-to-face communications, but, you know, I think we do need to cut down the amount of travelling we're doing, and therefore, you know, there's no reason at all why we can't be talking to people, you know, face-to-face, using the internet to make that communication.
Well, I mean, there certainly seems to be quite a speed with which technology's taken hold of the internet and, you know, the development of smartphones, and there's a lot of biotech kind of aspects now that people are talking about, whether it's implants or whatever. But, I mean, are we in danger of galloping so far ahead that we don't stop and think about the health risks in all this?
Well, I think there are two sides to that. You know, there are lots of health benefits, I think, from technology. You know, telehealth and telecare and all those sorts of things. You know, you can be monitored at a distance. You don't have to go to your doctors. All those sorts of things. And I think, I think there's a trade-off in all these sort of things. One of the things is that, you know, we're giving up our data, and people are, you know, worried about that sort of thing. But, you know, all of these things come with a payoff. So I think there are two sides of that equation.
Mm-hmm. And I think the other thing that sometimes people get a bit concerned about is the laws really that govern our data protection and also our location and all our personal information and so forth, about how we can be tracked, whether it's by the government or by rogue people wanting access to our information. I mean, it gets easier and easier for them in many ways, doesn't it? The more we sort of put geolocators and stuff on ourselves.
To an extent, it does, yes. Again, I think we have to be careful about this sort of thing, and, you know, people need to take account of their safety. But, as I said, you know, there are benefits for all those sorts of things. So, it's quid pro quo. You know, I think people have to... One of the things is people need to get more comfortable about sharing data and knowing what data to share and what data not to share.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need to educate people about these sort of things, because that is a big, you know, it's a big barrier to a lot of people adopting technologies. They're not comfortable with sharing things with the rest of the world, and, you know, and there are good reasons for not being comfortable with that, but you need to learn when you should be doing it, when you shouldn't.
Just one more question. I mean, obviously, Yorkshire is trying to become the Silicon Valley of the UK with all these, you know, companies with HAPS and particular things, which is probably a good news story for this region, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of the smartphones, you know, using the various apps as well.
Oh, yeah, it certainly is, and, you know, and in the modern world, there's no reason at all why innovative high-tech companies can't be based anywhere, and Yorkshire's as good a place as any.
Brilliant.
It's a wonderful place to live, and, you know, why base yourself in somewhere like London when you can live in a wonderful place like this and use the internet to communicate with anybody anywhere in the world?
Yeah, you cracked it there. It's a wonderful place to live, and why not live here and work here as well? So thank you, John Popham, for joining us to discuss the evolution of technology and the smartphone, how it is gradually getting more and more into our lives and moving forward. So thank you very much for joining us. And, well, there we go. But, of course, the price is we always need to stay safe and sound, do we not?
That's correct, yeah. And be aware of what you're actually sharing on the internet and not being too open with information. It's good to have information gathering, but be careful what you actually send out.
Well, on that note, let's have a